Good evening, everyone. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, host sitting in for Rabbi Adam Dubin, and we wish him all the best and a refuah shlema. And tonight I would like to discuss a story which I think we are all pretty well aware of, but I'd like to just review it quickly and share, I think, a beautiful and powerful insight. This is, in fact, is the story of Bar Kamtza, Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. In order to appreciate the insight, I do have to read the Medrash. And the Medrash says the following. Kamtza bar Kamtza charev Yerushalayim. Jerusalem was destroyed because of the events of Kamtza and bar Kamtza. Ahu gavra derachamei Kamtza. There was one fellow whose friend was Kamtza. Ubal debavei, and his enemy, his antagonist, is bar Kamtza. Avetzudase amarle l'shamayi. Zil Aisile Kamtze, Azal Aisile Bar Kamtze. So, story as we all know, he made a party, he made a su'uda, he told his loyal servant, his messenger, to go and invite Kamtze, and instead he invited Bar Kamtze. And here's, you have to listen very carefully. So, Asa Ashkeche de Haviyasiv, Amarle Michdehahu Gavra Be'al de Bave Dehahu Gavrahu. So the guy came and he sees Bar Kamtza sitting at his feast, and he says to him, "Ahu gavra be'al debave dahu gavrahu." That man is my enemy. But he doesn't say to Bar Kamtza, "You are my enemy." He says, "That man is my enemy. My bayasachi, what are you doing here? Kum pok, take a look. So he says, get out of here. And Bar Kamtza says, well, I'm already here. Why don't I just pay you and I can sit and eat and drink? But the essential question is, why does the Baal HaSu'uda, why does he use this strange language? He says, that man is the enemy of that man. Ha'hu gavra bal debave da'hu gavra. He should have said, at Balbave Da'ana, or something like, you are my enemy. So what exactly is going on here? And this is a medrash that I suspect many of us have learned and heard over and over again. But I hope that the question is a new one for you. I would like to share a thought that I saw by Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, and he suggests, and once you hear this answer, I think that it is absolutely irrefutable. Look at the language, the declaration of the host is actually entirely straightforward. When the Bar Kamtza shows up, he says he will not entertain Bar Kamtza because he is the enemy of Ahu Gavra. He doesn't say he's my enemy because he doesn't mean he's my enemy. He is the Bave the Ahu Gavra. He is the enemy of that man. He is the enemy of Kamtza. So when Bar Kamtza shows up, the host makes it clear that the only reason he's kicking Bar Kamtza out is not because he's his own enemy, but because he's the enemy of his friend, Kamtza. This is a beautiful way to see the Medrash. And the Medrash almost says it straight out. The moral corruption that this Medrash is fleshing out for us is that the host, simply by identifying with Kamtza, and for no other reason, treats Bar Kamtza as his enemy, displaying the same anger, resentment, and toxicity that Kamtza himself might have shown. It makes no difference that he had no beef with Bar Kamtza. The host was ready to unleash his full store of calumny upon a person who did him no wrong at all. We don't even know who, if anyone, was responsible for the dispute between the two Kamtzas. We don't even know if there was a legitimate dispute at all. We don't know. You know what? Maybe Kamtza was entirely correct. Maybe Bar Kamtza was entirely correct. All we know is that Bar Kamtza was a foe of Kamtza and not the host. The moral corruption here is that the host, who had no involvement in that fight, was willing to turn up the heat. Rather than trying to be a peacemaker, the host, the Baal HaSu'uda, saw an affront to his team member as an affront to himself, regardless of the merits. And this, my friends, is what today we call identity politics. Depending on your political team membership, we see our neighbor as either righteous or evil, regardless of the merits. But true friendship is not blind loyalty to a friend or not blind loyalty to the most base parts of our character. Friendship calls upon each of us to do our part to heal the fissures between people rather than to tear them open more widely. The Medrash keeps the host's identity anonymous, by the way. And perhaps that's because each of us might be able to insert our name into the story and be the host. Our job, and certainly as Tisha B'Av approaches, is not to commit to blind loyalty to each other at any cost. Yes, we should have blind loyalty to our friends, but not blind animosity to another. And in the case of the Baal Seuda, Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, his blind loyalty to Kamtza created blind animosity to Bar Kamtza. It seems to me that this message is extraordinarily relevant, bizmanenu, both in the secular life of the world of politics, but even in our communal life and our family life. People pick teams. You're on my team, you're a tzaddik no matter what. You're on the other team, you're a Rasha no matter what. And this is the pathway to continued and sustained gullus. And the opposite is the pathway to geula. I want to share with you one final thought here. When you have a machlokas between two people, it's usually because each side is incapable of seeing the perspective of the other. Each one has their own tzad. It's a beautiful gematria. If you like gematrias, you're going to love this one. If you don't like gematrias, you're not going to like this one either. But a beautiful gematria I heard from Rabbi Chaim Yagoda, that in the machlokas you have two tzad, and when each tzad only sees their own and not the other, that creates machlokas. The gematria of tzad is 94. When you have two people that can only see their own tzad, it's machlokas. But when you have somebody who can see the other tzad, can see both my tzad and your tzad, take the gematria of two tzads, that's 94 and 94, that gets you 186. 186 is the gematria of pikeach. A wise person, a pikeach, is able not only to see their own perspective, but also to see the perspective of another. And when you have two pikchim that are on either side of an argument, pikeach, pikeach, the gematria of pikeach is 186. When you have two pikchim in a machlokas, two pikchim, two ends of a debate, of an argument, of a dispute, double pikeach is 372. 372 is the gematria of bishalom, in peace. So if we want to continue on the pathway of gullus, hold on to your tzad. Hold on to your side of the machlokas and forget the other side. If you want to be wise, pikeach, then you have to be able to see the other side. And if as a community, we become a community of pikchim, pikeach, pikeach creates bishalom. Shalom is, of course, the moniker of the Ribbono Shel Olam and that which will help us to get out of our gullus and to a geula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu.
Amen. Shkoyach. Very nice. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tokayer. Beautiful.
Thank you, Rabbi Tokayer. Wow.
Shkoyach. Nice to see you all.